From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Huntsville has pulled off a bit of a magic trick. It's one of the fastest growing cities in the country, but it's still affordable, at least compared to lots of other booming cities that have seen housing costs skyrocket. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom went to Huntsville to find out how the city's managed to keep prices from running away.
If you do some back of the napkin math, every day about 19 people on average move to Huntsville. Two of them include Rachel Ramos and her daughter, Raina. They're both feeding ducks on a windy day outside the city's art museum.
Only 25 cents for a cup of duck food.
Yeah, look.
That seems pretty affordable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta get more duckies.
Ramos moved here to live in a bigger city and open her tattoo shop, Vault Inc. Lots of other transplants came here for the low cost of living and the jobs. Huntsville has big space, defense, and federal sectors. But Ramos is concerned all that growth could hurt that low cost of living.
Just with any place that I've lived where there was a lot of expansion, prices tend to kind of go up. So it is a concern, and I hope that they do a good job with that.
Think of cities like Austin and Nashville. Housing costs there have skyrocketed over the last decade. And prices have been going up in Huntsville, too. The average housing sale last year was about $400,000, about twice what it was 10 years ago. But prices, they are still not rising faster than they are nationally, and they're still below the U.S. as a whole. Ramos says her three-bedroom apartment is pretty affordable.
Compared to other places that I've lived, like Montana and Florida, I find it less expensive to live here.
One of the city planners responsible for keeping costs down is Dennis Madsen.
I'm the manager of urban and long-range planning for the city of Huntsville.
So you're the man with the crystal ball.
I don't know if there's such thing as a crystal ball in the planning world. It's a lot of best guesses.
And he says about 10 years ago, Huntsville's best guess was prepare for an upcoming housing crisis.
And that was a crystal ball that was fairly clear because you were seeing it happen nationally. The housing crisis is a national crisis.
And Madsen says recognizing that crisis early was a key way to start working on solutions.
Number one easily is supply. Just making sure that we're getting a lot of housing supply on the ground. Since 2020, just within the city of Huntsville, we've put 16,000 apartment units on the ground. And that number is even larger when you look at our broader North Alabama.
Now, it's easy to say just build more houses and apartments. And for Huntsville, it was easy, at least easier than for many other cities. That's because one of Huntsville's biggest advantages here is that it's surrounded by a lot of rural land. It has room to expand, and it has.
We are about 228 square miles, which is just ahead of Chicago in terms of land area.
Let's say I'm city planner of Stephenville and I'm surrounded by all these other cities. I don't have the option to grow to build more houses. What do you say to me when I come to asking you for advice?
Yeah, I think if you can't obviously add a lot, I think one of the keys is diversifying. I have a lot of friends still.
By diversifying, he means not just building homes, but building lots of different kinds of homes. That's also something Huntsville is doing to keep prices manageable. And yeah, making cheaper apartments to keep costs down makes sense, but Madsen also says even some of the more expensive apartments going up actually make the city more affordable.
What that means is that people who can afford those are moving into those. If those don't exist, then they start to look downstream because there's nowhere else for folks who are willing to pay, you know, $2,000 for a unit. They'll start looking at units that are less expensive, and they start pushing those folks out of the markets.
Madsen says city planners are always thinking of the question about how to balance growing your city with keeping it affordable. But he says it does not have to be a choice between one or the other.
In fact, as you're bringing growth, if it's quality growth, it can actually add to your affordability. Now you have more resources to build, more quality of life amenities to diversify your housing that actually add to that affordable stock.
More growth is on the way to Huntsville. Space Command is set to move there and will bring well more than 1,000 jobs. But as Madsen looks into his crystal ball, or at least makes his best guess, he believes the city can do that while staying affordable. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.